Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, April 7th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Concrete Structures GC to build new distribution center in Hattiesburg, MS. Concrete Structures General Contractor Division has been awarded the contract to build a 77,000-square-foot distribution center in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. The company's ability to self-perform concrete work with their own employees allows for more efficient construction processes. By combining this with scheduling techniques to minimize downtime, they aim to complete the project quickly. With 56 years of experience, Concrete Structures has a proven track record in large-scale projects. The GC division boasts industry veterans dedicated to delivering exceptional results. For more information, visit ConcreteStructuresGC.com.
Trump's 2025 tariffs. Should small businesses invest in loyalty programs? The 2025 tariffs implemented under the Trump administration are causing concerns for small businesses, impacting their pricing strategies and relationships with suppliers and customers. In response to economic uncertainties, investing in a customer loyalty program can help small businesses retain customers, mitigate price sensitivity, gain data-driven insights, and build brand advocacy. However, before implementing a loyalty program, businesses should assess costs, integrate it with their overall strategy, and focus on customer engagement. By prioritizing customer retention and leveraging data insights, small businesses can not only survive the tariff impacts, but also thrive in a competitive market. Preferred Patron Loyalty offers advanced loyalty marketing solutions to help businesses navigate these challenges and enhance their market position. 1958 BMW Isetta 600 Limousine, a microcar marvel on display at Unique Fort Worth Museum. The 1958 BMW Isetta 600, a microcar marvel, is on display at the Unique Fort Worth Museum. This fascinating piece of automotive history features seating for four passengers and an innovative front-opening door. Powered by a rear-mounted, air-cooled 582cc flat-twin engine, it could reach a top speed of 100 kilometers per hour. Despite facing competition from larger economy cars, only around 34,813 units were produced before its discontinuation in 1959. This particular Isetta 600 underwent a stunning restoration in 2015, receiving prestigious awards for its excellence. The interior boasts functional charm with a unique driving experience that includes a floor-mounted shifter and a hinged steering wheel. Don't miss the chance to see this rare microcar up close at the DFW Car and Toy Museum in Fort Worth.
Fisher Marketing Services, LLC, launches in Beaumont, CA, bringing fractional CMO services to solo and boutique law firms. Julie Fisher, a marketing leader and legal industry strategist, has officially launched Fisher Marketing Services, LLC, in Beaumont, CA. The agency offers fractional CMO services to solo and boutique law firms, helping them grow through tailored marketing plans, brand strategy, and business development support. With over 30 years of experience, Julie has seen impressive results, with website traffic up 357%, social media engagement increased by 1,000%, and LinkedIn performance boosted by 4,000%. Her mission is to deliver higher quality leads, sustainable growth, and data-driven decisions to law firms across the United States. To learn more about Julie or book a free consultation, visit www.fishermarketing.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. we encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.